in my sickness, in my health. You've been right there with me. Somebody ought to praise him. Let me tell you something. Everything that had breath ought to praise God. If a bird can sing a praise, and a horse can gallop a praise, and a dog can bark a praise, and a cat can meow a praise, come on and say yes. Say hallelujah. If they can praise God, what about you? Can you praise him? Can you lift him up? Can you shout hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch your neighbor. I know you don't want to touch him, but touch him anyway. And say, neighbor, it's a call to praise. We got to praise the Lord. You can't just sit there and not give him praise. Look at your other neighbor. That was the wrong neighbor. Say, neighbor, say, oh, neighbor, it's time to praise him. Has he been good to you? Say yes. Say yeah. Say yes. Hallelujah. Now give God some praise. If you ain't too mean, if you ain't too tired, you ought to praise his name. One last thing before I take my seat. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I may not know three things. I may not know two things. But one thing I know, I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? I said, do you know he's all right? Don't fool me now. Won't God bless you? Won't God keep you? Won't he open up doors that's been shut up in your face? Anybody in the house got any won't-he-won't-he's? Won't God heal you? Won't he keep your children? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Won't he pick you up? Turn your life around. Won't he, won't he? Tell somebody. Say, won't he, won't he? When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he done for me, my soul cries, won't he, won't he? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. I got a question for you. Have you ever been by yourself and you start thinking about what the Lord has done? How he pulled you out of the pit. How he healed your body. How he's blessed your soul. And you stop and say, won't he do it? Oh, hallelujah. I got plenty of moments in my life that sometime I let the steering wheel go. And I say, won't he do it? Anybody talking? Ain't nobody in the car with you? Are you asking the question, won't he do it? Ain't nobody to answer you but you. And you say, yes, he will. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? Shout yeah. Shout yeah. Yeah.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Get your Bibles and open them to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. And it simply says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And I just want to speak from the subject, do you know who your friends are? Do you know who your friends are? It's Youth Day in our ministry, and I certainly want to challenge our young people to be careful about the selection of people they call friends and whom they embrace and draw close to, because they can have a devastating impact on their lives if they aren't who they say they are. And I think as you look in life, you will discover that you don't have to be young to pick bad friends. It really does not have an age limit tied with it, but hopefully as we grow older and mature, we learn how to pick more wisely who our friends are. Not only are we to be careful about who our friends are, but we ought to limit how many folk we call friends. The text says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. So literally, it's saying, if you want friends, then you're going to have to sow seeds of friendship. You're going to have to demonstrate that you can be a good friend. And then after being a good friend, you have the right to expect that in return, what you have given, you will also receive. But you'll discover in this life that there are a lot of imposters, a lot of folk who camouflage, a lot of folk who perpetrate, a lot of folk who masquerade. I haven't got to your street yet. I'll just keep going. A lot of folk who put on and act up and pretend that they are what they aren't. Now, one of the things that's so helpful about understanding this is to also understand the New International Version's translation, which makes clearer for the hearer's understanding. One who has unreliable friends soon come to ruin. One who has unreliable friends soon come to ruin. Now, what does this say? It says if the folk you're calling friends aren't real friends, then the time will come when you'll need a real friend and discover when you reach out for them, they won't be anywhere around. See, it's one thing for you to know you're in a battle by yourself. But it's a whole nother thing to have someone tell you, I got your back. Have you ever heard that? I got your back. I got you. And so you step with confidence toward whatever you're dealing with and feeling like if things go awry, I've got somebody who's on my side, somebody who's going to be there when things get rough and things get tough. And I've discovered you've got some folk who will tell you they'll be there, but when things get thick, they thin out. That's not what you need. That's not who you need. Listen at what the word says, Proverbs 17:17. It says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now, I know I've shared this before, and many of you have seen the little portrait of two brothers. One is lighter and the other is heavier, and under that picture is the caption of these words, he's not heavy, he's my brother. Well, what this word is literally saying is that a friend, a true friend, is one who loves you 24/7. When it's good, when it's bad, when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're up, when you're down, a true friend loves you totally. But a brother is one who is born for adversity, which simply means that he is kin. You've heard the saying, blood is thicker than water. Now, mind yourself of that saying, because when you dig a little deeper, what you will discover that though blood is thicker than water, ask yourself how much water is included in blood. You're made up of over 70% of water. So if you're made up of over 70% of water, then how heavy is blood? Y'all catch that on your way home. I'm just trying to tell you, there are some friends who will treat you better than family. There are some friends who will help you when family won't help you. Brothers are born for adversity, which means even if you aren't speaking, even if you aren't on good terms, you can go to them and say, I need your help because you're my brother. But with a good friend, a friend is there. You don't even have to ask them for help. They see your situation. They see your sorrow. They see your circumstances, and they are there to help you through those situations. You begin to look at this and understand this, my brothers and sisters. What does this mean? Again, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin. Well, that means that there is coming a time, and I think you need to know this, I don't care who you are, where you are, what you have, what you've done, trouble is coming your way. All you got to do is keep on living. It happens to the best of us just like it happens to the worst of us. Just like the sun shines on the just and the unjust, so does the rain fall on both. And trouble also happens to all. But here is the thing. When you think you have a support system, you don't have, many times you'll discover that ruin comes to you because you've made some decisions based on thinking you had that support system with you. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now notice this, he started shouting yea before he went in the valley. But why did he shout yea before he went through the valley of the shadow of death? He knew death was in there and was either going to be a reality or a shadow of a reality. But he was not fearful because he based the reality of his trust on the friend he had going in the situation. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So listen at this, because I need you to understand. When you have God as your friend, you have the confidence of being able to go through and handle and deal with any situation, any circumstance, any trouble, any trial, any tribulation, because your comfort is in knowing he's in it with you. If you look closely at the word today, you'll discover again, it says, and in the King James Version, and but in the NIV Version. But regardless of King James or NIV, here is the point. It's talking about there is a true friend. King James Version says he must show himself friendly, and there is a friend. The NIV Version says he comes to ruin, but there is a friend. And so it begs me to ask the question, well, who is this true friend? And I think if you've got any God in you, you know his name. Yeah, yeah. His name is Jesus. This is the reference to Jesus. Jesus, the one who is our true friend, one who sticks closer than a brother. Now listen at this, because what is interesting is this word referencing Jesus Christ. Jesus has said many things in John 15, 14. He says, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Listen to Jesus. He backs up and he says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for who? For a friend. Now, when you begin to recognize that Jesus is the friend who has already laid his life down for you, The question is, who else compares? I guess y'all don't have a reference because y'all don't know anybody else. A lot of folk talk that talk, but Jesus walked that walk. He's not telling you what he's gonna do. He has already done it. And while you were yet sinners, he died for you so that you would have a right to the tree of life. When you came to yourself and accepted him as your friend. Let me help you understand what you need to look for in a friend. Jesus sets the bar high. First of all, to be a true friend, and I'm asking, do you really know who your friends are? First thing is, you've got to know that your friends are trustworthy. Can they be trusted? Can I say to you, my brothers and sisters, you don't really have a friend if you have to second guess them. If you got to wonder if they're going to be real with you, if they're going to be honest with you, if you got to judge whether or not what they're saying is true, whether or not they're going to back it up, whether they're going to do what they said, if you can't trust them with all that you are, who you are, then they're not trustworthy enough to be a friend. Don't fool yourself. You might need to call them something else, but when you say friend, you're comparing them to Jesus. You're saying they're trustworthy, that I don't have to second guess them. Listen, I can let them in my house and don't have to worry about nothing. Yeah, you say, I can leave them. I don't have to worry about them going through my stuff. I don't have to worry about them looking and rambling and y'all getting quiet on me here. You got family folk you can't even do that with. Are they really trustworthy? Do you have to wonder if y'all decided to go in on a raffle ticket and all of a sudden you've got the winning number and they get lost? Or you say, well, no, you hold a ticket, because if we win, it's just like me holding a ticket. I'm going to give you half. We straight until you win and the friend disappears. That's what you get for pulling them raffle tickets anyway. All I'm trying to tell you is your friend must be somebody worthy of your trust. Second thing, and I'm bringing it to a close, your friend must be tested. There ain't no real friend until they've been tested. See, again, the reason why David shouted yay is because his friend had been tested. One day, a bear came. Y'all know the story, don't you? Tried to eat up one of his flock. God gave him the strength to destroy the bear, save the sheep. Another time a lion came, took a sheep. Listen, Father gave him strength to be able to defeat the lion, save the sheep. Then his father sent him down with some food to help his brothers in the fight, and he heard a giant, an uncircumcised Philistine, shouting out all kinds of derogatory things about his God. And David knew that his God was better than that. And even if it meant his death, he was going up against Goliath. And God gave him strength with one of the five smooth rocks to put in his slingshot. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, when he let that rock go in the middle of Goliath's head, he fell. And with Goliath's sword, he cut off his head. So listen, if God had been tested, that was his friend. Do you think he had a reason to be worried about going through the valley of the shadow? I wish I had a helper in the house. If you would think of the goodness of the Lord in your life, you would stop being afraid of some of the mess you go through when you realize he's already been tested and proven to be who he say he is. And the last point I want to make is he must be able to go through trouble with you. I'm talking about a true friend now. He must be able to go through trouble with you, not wait for you on the other side. Not wait to see how things turn out for you. Tell you, I'm praying for you. No, I don't need you praying for me. I need you praying with me and right by my side. There are just some things that you need real friends to go through with you. And real friends don't make excuses. They make sacrifices. Am I talking to anybody in the house today? I realize why you can't say amen too loud right now, because you've been checking out your friend list. And you've discovered you've been giving somebody the name friend who's not worthy of that name. I've got a suggestion for you. Start deleting. Back them out of your phone and out of your computer and out of all of those devices where you had them as friends. Oh, the songwriter had it right when he says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, 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 what needless peace we often forfeit, all because we do not carry everything. I said everything, everything to God in prayer. What a friend, what a friend, what a friend. What a friend, what a friend. Thank you, Jesus, for being my friend, going all the way to the end. I'm glad I got him. Do you have him? Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you, Jesus. The doors of the church are open. That friend is waiting on you. And he's calling you back home. Maybe you've backslidden. Maybe you've turned your back against and away from the Lord. Maybe you've strayed off the path. Maybe you've never ever made the commitment to come to him. But I want you to know today is your day. This friend loves you so much that he proved himself first. He's proven that he's a true friend. The question is, will you accept him? Will you come to him and say, Lord, just as I am, I receive you. I lay me down. Glory to God. How can you forgive me when I've often gone astray? How can you think of me when I do things my way, turning my back on you, the one who loved me first? Having my own desires, renewing worldly thirst, you told me you loved me and I should